There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Saturday, May 6th edition, and whew, what an interesting Friday we had. That was quite the slate. Pitching was interesting. You know, you had Archer just dealing, and then he blows up. You had Lynn threw great. Fulte got crushed. Rodriguez, he did pretty well for the most part. Fulmer great. Triggs crushed. Keuchel great, then he goes out to throw the ninth, it gets destroyed, the bullpen gives it up. Just everything that could go right, then wrong, happened. Bats were good and bad. It was just a weird night. You had to just work through the minefields if you're going to win. I know some did, some didn't. It was one of those weird, weird nights where some made it and some didn't. Like I said, tis baseball, tis DFS, and we move on to fight another day. On today's slate, it's 15 game all day, 3 early, 12 main, 3 early of Boston at Minnesota, Porcello versus Tepish, Toronto at Tampa Bay, Estrada versus Odorizzi, Cleveland at Kansas City, Tomlin versus Vargas. Real quick for you, I'll just do these ones real, real briefly. For your pitching, you have, like I said, Porcello's 11,000, Estrada's 10,000, Odorizzi 79, Tomlin 77, Vargas 76, Tepish 5. On a slate like a 3-game, Porcello would be worth the 11K. He's actually been pitching pretty well of late in Minnesota. Minnesota, you're going to want to target versus lefties a little more than righties. They are swinging it well. Dozier left with an injury. He's day-to-day. You want to make sure he's in the lineup. That's a biggie there. The over-under is 9, but that's a lot because Tepish is on the mound and Boston's a big favorite in that one. You're going to look into where's it at? Because Boston's got one of the highest team totals on the board. Lefties and righties are crushing Tepish, so you're going to load up on Boston bats. That's a given. When it comes to where I was just looking at it, for crying out loud, Minnesota, their implied team total is 4-2-3. Both righties and lefties are hitting below 300 against Porcello this year. They have a good wOBA against right-handed pitching, but all in all, wouldn't be too worried about it. One of the highest-rated pitchers on the board today, K rate of 22%, so he's not a bad look. On a regular slate, I would never pay $11,000 for Porcello, but on a three-game slate, that's what you're going to do. Odorizzi, K upside against Toronto is not bad. Estrada, not a huge K guy, but 10K, you're going to have K upside against Tampa Bay. I like Tampa Bay's bats. They're cheap. You know how they can mash right-handed pitching. So the way I'd attack this slate, I'd go Porcello, Vargas, because A, everyone thinks Cleveland can mash left-handed pitching. Cleveland, like I keep telling people, is one of the worst teams against left-handed pitching in baseball. They're not the Giants. They're not the Dodgers. They're not that bad. But statistically, they are one of the worst. It's just how it is. Vargas just keeps getting it done. The White Sox have been the only team to figure them out so far, which is crazy to say. And that's another team that let us down last night. They let us down because they hit Miley too hard. 3 of the 4 three of the first four batters laced it, two laced it and hit him, and that knocked him out of the game. But Vargas, 23.5% K rate, and Cleveland, a 284 wOBA against left-handed pitching, which is atrocious. One of the worst in all of baseball. They are just bad, bad, bad. At that price tag, $7,600. Definitely worth the risk. You mask him with Porcello. You get the cheap bats with the Rays. You can get some Boston in there if you want. You get some Tampa Bay in there against Odorizzi, because Odorizzi will give up the long ball. He'll get strikeouts, but he throws it hard. Toronto's slowly heating up in the dome atmosphere. Get some of that out there. Tomlin's pitching for Cleveland. He's a fly ball home run pitcher. So you get some of that out in there too. So you can mix and match. Everyone's going to be on Boston. So I made a little Toronto, Tampa, Kansas City mix with a Vargas, Porcello, just for a little one lineup, three-game fun to get ready for the main slate, which we will attack right now. 12-game main slate action. And it kicks off with your highest price pitcher on the board. Well, first, before we dig into that, let me tell you, a lot of weather. A lot. So pay attention to Kevin Roth or whoever you pay attention to. It's like not 100% chances, but we're talking anywhere from 30 to 60% chances. So we have scattered showers. We could have delays. We could have nothing. It could all go away, but just interesting stuff everywhere. Talking Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, St. Louis at Atlanta, Miami at the Mets, Dodgers at San Diego, Houston at the Angels. So there is weather everywhere. Highest total on the board is Coors, of course. You have a 9 also in Baltimore between the White Sox and the Orioles. Everything else is 8.5 or less. Back to the pitching. I mentioned your highest priced pitcher on the board. He's got that weather concern in San Diego, but his name is Clayton Kershaw. He's $14,200. He's going up against the San Diego Padres in Petco Park. If you couldn't ask for much better environment against a much crappier baseball team than the San Diego Padres for one of the best, if not the best, probably is the best pitcher in all of baseball. I told you I don't like paying that price tag because he's going to have to get you 30-plus points, but even when he pitched horribly his last two starts, he's gotten you 28 points. I think he's banged up. He has not looked good. Cash games, I would use him tonight just because overall pitching-wise, it's not great. It's a Coors slate. You're not going to be able to use Kershaw and get Coors. I'll tell you that right now. You can try. You can get a couple pieces of Coors, but you're not going to get enough to have a Coors. You're not going to have enough Coors to make it a Coors lineup. Let's just put it that way. So you can get Kershaw at 14-2 on DraftKings, 30.7% strikeout rate. 22.6% is as often as the Padres strike out against left-handed pitching. They have a 260 wOBA against left-handed pitchers, which is bad. That's like Padres Giants bad. That's really bad. Really, really bad. The one thing that really stands out in this game to me, and the only thing I think of is because he's facing a lefty, and the Dodgers are facing a lefty in Richards, and Richards pitched really well against him earlier in the year, and we'll get to him later. This line confuses the hell out of me. Kershaw against the San Diego Padres is only a -135 favorite. Kershaw. He was almost a 200 favorite, or he was, I can't remember now, against Johnny Cueto. I know he was at home, but against Johnny Cueto earlier this week. I am baffled by this. That line alone worries me about paying for Kershaw's 14th. Because if you're paying that, you want the 4-point win already. You want that no matter what. Now you're counting on 7-plus innings, hopefully 10-plus strikeouts, and a great performance. So that worries me out the gate. So tournament-wise, GPP-wise, I don't think I can touch Kershaw. I usually say that anyways, but keep that in mind. That money line really worries me there. I don't bring in Vegas too often. I try not to unless it really stands out. That one stands out a ton. Moving on, you have Lance McCullers at $11,400 at the Angels. One more thing with Kershaw. Usually with Kershaw, you see really, really low team totals against him, like around 3 or less. The Padres team total is 3.54, over 3.5 runs, which is rather high for him as well. So a couple things to think about there with the Kershaw train. Lance McCullers, $11,400 at the Angels. I'm a huge McCullers guy. He has a 30.3% K rate. The Angels strike out more against righties than lefties, 21.3%. You saw how well Keuchel pitched last night. He was outstanding. in his performance until the ninth inning when he started giving it up. But the one thing with McCullers you really got to worry about is his home road splits. This year he's been dreadful, and more importantly, because that's a small sample size, I wanted to bring up last year he had a 2.4 ERA at home with a 3.12 WOBA. On the road, he had a 5.57 ERA with a 3.62 WOBA. You go to his career stats, you have a 2.11 home ERA with a 2.82 WOBA, and at the road, a 5.32 ERA with a 3.43 WOBA. So you definitely see a difference home road with Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers at 11,600 is steep, or 11,400 is steep, steep, steep. I'm a big McCullers guy. The Angels offense is not very good. They have 2.92 WOBA against righties, which is below average. So great matchup for him. Great matchup. No doubt about it. If they're in Houston, I'd lock and load. The price tag is crazy high, way high for McCullers. I'm going to have trouble going there. You definitely can't do it if you want Coors. His ownership's going to be crazy low. Same with Kershaw. In tournaments, their ownership's going to be low because of Coors. A regular slate, ownership might be just fine. Because of Coors, it's going to be low. So if you want to gamble, it's GPP gambles, but I can't go there. So just throwing that out there to you. But where I will start my night in a play I like a ton, we're going Gerrit Cole, $9,600. I mentioned him his last time out against Cincinnati, and he dealt 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 20 points. Prior to that, 30.6 points and 7 shutout against the Cubbies, 8 Ks, 7 more Ks in 3 straight starts. He's been getting it done for the Pirates. He's coming in with a 20.2% K rate, and most importantly, going up against the Milwaukee Brewers, who strike out 25.7% of the time against right-handed pitching. Their WOBA continues to drop. I told you guys coming into this week that they're dropping and dropping and dropping. They're now down to a 3.16 WOBA against right-handed pitching. They're not facing the Reds anymore. I'm going to eventually stop saying that because you'll remember it, but their numbers were inflated because they were facing Reds pitching. It's just flat out obvious now. Plus, Thames has cooled down. Braun's out hurt. He might come back today. He's day-to-day. He's got a muscle strain, and you don't know when it's going to heal. Him out of the lineup's big. Shaw's cooled down. We know Cole, if he's not locating, he can hang stuff. We've seen it in the past, but this year he's been really, really good. He's been able to figure it out, change speeds. It's been there with Cole. I like him a lot tonight. If you can go down from the top two pitchers, he's third on the board. I like him a ton at 96. You can go Cole and a cheaper arm and still sneak some Coors action in there. Or you can sneak some other action if you want to avoid Coors and still be pretty good to go. I like Cole, $9,600. I'm going to avoid Tejeron. From what I'm seeing of him in that new ballpark, I can't go there right now. He's been great on the road at Sunkissed Park, or SunTrust Park, whatever the hell it's called, SunTrust. I got to see more out of him there because that's scary. I know he gets crushed by lefties, and St. Louis doesn't have a ton, but we said the same thing about Fulton Evans yesterday, and we know how that went. Tejeron might pitch great. He's $8,600. That's a great price tag on Tejeron. I'll say that right now. It's a phenomenal price tag. Great upside. I can't touch him. If you want to go for it, knock yourself out. But we saw him get blown up by the Mets, who are much more left-handed heavy. I get it. But I can't go there. If you want to go there, go there. There's other options. Like the next one, Dylan Bundy, $8,400 against the Chicago White Sox. Bundy's bringing his 1.82 ERA into action. He's been going 6-plus in every start, 2 runs or less. Just getting it done, game in and game out. The only downside, not a big strikeout guy. That's what I've been saying. Every start's pretty much 3 Ks or less, with the exception of one, which is weird because he's still striking out 20.6% of the batters he faces is what it's showing statistics-wise. Bright side is the White Sox are striking out 25.4% of the time against right-handed pitching, which bodes well. We target the White Sox against left-handed pitching. Against right-handed, it's 265 WOBA. That's way, way below average. Like, that's the dreadful numbers. That's the bad, bad numbers. We saw it yesterday. We targeted the White Sox against the lefty Miley. They smoked the ball so much, like I said, they ended up hitting him twice with line drives in the first 4 batters and knocked him out of the game. What did Baltimore do? They brought in some scrub right-hander out of the pen who shut them down for 6 innings out of the bullpen. 6 shutout innings. So there you have it. Dylan Bundy is a phenomenal play. He'll probably be chalky. He should be chalky. $8,400. Now we get into some dicier stuff. Jesse Hahn, $7,600. We liked Triggs yesterday. Triggs got beat up by Detroit. But Hahn at $7,600 doesn't bring a huge K rate into action at 14.7% of the time. But he's coming off a phenomenal start against the Astros. Six innings, three earned, but six Ks. Prior to that, eight shutout against the Angels, six Ks. He's got six or more Ks in three of his last four starts. So you don't see a lot of Ks out of him, but he's a good ground ball pitcher. That's why that K rate surprises me. Six or more Ks in every start, I take it, but the K rate's the K rate. Tigers are striking out almost 22% of the time against right-handed pitching. They're a little above league average power-wise with their WOBA, but Oco Coliseum should hold the ball in the ballpark, which will benefit Hahn, obviously. And it's a nice pivot play because he'll be very low owned with what people saw them do to Triggs last night. He'll be extremely low owned. I don't see the Tigers doing it back-to-back nights. They could. You know the talent's there. That lineup is loaded. But I think it's a good gamble at $7,600. Another one I like a ton is Amir Garrett at $7,100 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Giants versus left-handed pitching. We target it all day long. I know it's a little different tonight because you're going to Great America Small Park, but they couldn't hit Bronson Arroyo. Christian Arroyo took him deep. They only scored three runs yesterday. That Giants offense is just, I don't know. Buster Posey's in a great spot, sure. Pence is in a good spot. But Amir Garrett, he's getting the job done. The Giants, 282 WOBA versus left-handed pitching. Garrett striking out 21.3% of the batters they're facing. Giants, they weren't striking out a ton. Now they're striking out 20.5% of the time against left-handed pitching. So that's even getting worse, given they just faced three straight lefties in L.A., one being Clayton Kershaw. But Garrett had that very, very bad start in Milwaukee. He bounced back mightily against Pittsburgh, who has been hitting lefties very well also. Seven innings, two hits, two earned. Both were solo home runs. So outside of that, he had no hits, obviously. Three walks, four Ks. So he pitched great. If he could do that tonight, I'll take it. I'd actually expect more strikeouts, to tell you the truth. And that was at a $5,500 price tag. So his price tag's gone up. He's at home against a worse offense than Pittsburgh in the Giants. $7,100. I know it's a different park than Pittsburgh. It's Great American Small Park. But I'll take my chances on a night like tonight. We'll need some cheaper arms to get stuff done. We move on to JC Ramirez. Now we're getting really gambly, folks. JC Ramirez going up against the Houston Astros. JC's at home for the Angels. He's at $6,800. Converted reliever. Looks like he's found it. That slider is filth. His fastball's popping. That slider, I watched him pitch against Oakland a couple starts back. We're at seven shutout innings of two-hit ball, two walks, seven Ks, and it was nasty. Prior to that, 5 1/3, three runs, nine Ks against Houston. Looked great in that one for 20 points. Like I said, the Oakland got 27.4. So I'm sitting there going, man, is this guy for reals? Well, let's see what he's got. So he goes into Texas, 5 1/3, four hits, two earned, nine more Ks, 26.4 points. This guy looks good. Now he's going back home to a very, very friendly ballpark. Watch the weather, of course, against Houston. Another, you know, hot team. They hit the ball really well again last night. But, you know, a nice cheap value. He's striking out 20% of the batters he faces. We know their WOBA is good. They strike out around a little over 18% of the time. They've been striking out more of late. And he looks phenomenal. You're going to have to take some gambles at the pitching position, and this is definitely one worth taking. We will roll the dice with JC Ramirez at $6,800. Houston also has one of the lower implied team totals on the board at 384. So JC Ramirez at $6,800. Last but not least, Clayton Richard, $6,100 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Clayton Richards is the left-handed pitcher for the San Diego Padres. Dodgers, one of the worst teams in all of baseball against left-handed pitching. 292 WOBA, striking out 20.5% of the time. Clayton Richards only striking out 14% of the batters he faces, but that's a little skewed because he's all or nothing, as we know with Clayton. And lately it's been, you know, 5 1/3, six hits, two earned, three Ks versus the Giants. Let's go back to his last home start, which is against Arizona. 6 2/3, 9 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks against Arizona. And his other home start against the Giants, 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned, 3 Ks against the Giants. He's got a couple good starts there, and then he shut down the Dodgers to start the year. Complete gamble, complete you need Coors play is what Clayton Richards is, and the fact the Dodgers just can't hit lefties. So you're rolling the dice on that one. He's Coors, punt, play, Clayton Richards. So there you go. You got Kershaw, McCullers up top, but then we're going Cole at 96, Bundy at 84, Hahn at 76, Garrett at 71, Ramirez at 68, Richards at 61. Let's head over to your bats. At the catcher's position, you got Yasmani Grandal. He's switch hitter against Richards at 34. Brian McCann went yard on Friday. He is heating up finally. He's still hitting at the bottom of the order, which sucks, but hey, he's swinging a hot bat. He's 33 against Ramirez. You got Steven Vogt against Zimmerman at 32. Alex Avila's price went up. He's 32. Matt Wieters versus Velasquez is 32. I didn't mention Velasquez. I'll throw it out there. If you want Velasquez as a GPP only, I just don't like pitching against Washington. Washington's just filthy. But if you want to, there's K upside. It's just K rate's been down, pitching more to contact. So I got to see him try to get back to the Velasquez of old. But if you want to roll the dice, especially if Harper's out again, there's upside there. So he's there if you need him as a GPP play only. But Wieters, 3,200 versus Velasquez. I like that there. Cervelli versus Garza will be targeting some Pirates tonight at 3,100. You got Tyler Flowers for the for the Braves against Mike Leake at 2,900. Don't mind him at all. You have, where did I see him earlier? And that might be it. You got Jet Bandy and Pina, of course, for the Brew Crew at 26 and 25. These are your nice cheap options. That's about it. Catcher's pretty limited. Where did I see? Where's my man at? Oh, there he is. Buster Posey. I walked right past him. Buster Posey, first base catcher. Oh, I went by a bunch of them. There he is. So you have Gary Sanchez facing the lefty Anderson. Sanchez is back. I got to see more of him, but he's $4,600. First base catcher eligible, Buster Posey against Garrett. That's a great play at 4,300, but I just don't like paying that much for Posey just with the lack of power upside. But he's in a great spot tonight. Yeah, Wilson Contreras, 3,700 against Montgomery. Gattis, 3,700 against Ramirez. Over to the first base position, Goldschmidt, 5,300 in Coors, double-donged on Friday. Joey Votto, 4,800 versus Block. Jose Abreu, 47 against Bundy. Freddie Freeman against Leake, $4,700. Always a nice play there. Mickey Cabrera, 46. Mark Reynolds and Coors is 46. Will Myers against Kershaw's 45. Ryan Zimmerman went yard again. He's $4,400. Belt versus Garrett is 43. Belt's first base and outfield eligible now. He's got outfield eligibility. Garrett actually gets hit harder by lefties than righties. Keep that in mind. Baltimore should be chalky, but with Coors in play, it might not be as chalky, which will be nice because they have the highest non-Coors implied team total on the board at 516. They're facing Covey, who pitched well his last time out, but I think that was against Kansas City, if I remember correctly. I love Baltimore tonight. Right-handed bats crush Covey, but I also like Chris Davis. He's been slumping. He went yard on Friday. When he gets going, he gets going. He's 4,200 tonight. Jay Bruce, $4,000 against Despaigne. The Mets are another sneaky, sneaky one. He's first base outfield eligible. He's $4,000. Matt Holliday against the lefty Anderson, first base outfield eligible at 39. Definitely in play. Matt Carpenter versus Tejeron. Lefties versus Tejeron. Carpenter went deep on Friday. He's 38. Chris Carter versus a lefty and Anderson, but there's no DH, so I don't think Carter will play, but you never know. He's 36. You never know what Girard he's going to do over there. I got Napoli at 35. Danny Valencia versus Perez. He might be playing because Perez is a lefty for the Rangers. If Valencia's in the lineup, he has some good history against Perez. Seattle stack will be in play again tonight. Valencia, $3,300. Josh Bell, another home run on Friday. He's been swinging a pretty decent bat, $3,200. Going against Garza. Gurriel, $3,200. some decent cheaper options. I hate going cheap at first base, but there's some decent ones. Yonder Alonso against Zimmerman. That's a nice look at 29. Righties hit Zimmerman extremely well, but lefties don't suck. Alonso, $2,900. Okay, going to the second base position. You got LeMahieu at $4,800. Great pass history against Corbin. Jose Altuve, $4,700. He's just hitting everything right now. Daniel Murphy, $4,600. Robbie Cano at $4,300. Like him a lot. Johnny VR, $4,100. Joe Panic, $4K. All nice plays there. D. Gordon, $3,900 is in play. Johnny Scope, $3,800. I like him a lot. Like I told you, right? He's at Covey well. Scope's having a really good season. Definite power upside there at $3,800. Part of a Baltimore stack. He's usually a lower owned part of that stack. But good power upside at $3,800. Jed Jericho, second base, third base eligible at $3,700. Josh Harrison, second base, third base eligible for Pittsburgh at $3,600. You got Neil Walker, who's been swinging a good stick for the Mets. He's been hitting like, fourth or fifth right now in that Mets order at $3,500. Don't forget about him. You've got Neil Walker. We have Gil Solarte switch hitting against Kershaw at $3,500. See, this is what's funny. I told you that Kershaw price is at -135 is low. The Padres team total is higher than normal, and their prices are still like they're facing a regular pitcher. This is odd tonight, really odd. I like the Phillies a ton tonight, a ton against Cole. He struggled in AAA mightily. He's filling in for they sent Ross down. Cole is taking a spot today. Phillies implied team total is 428. Cesar Hernandez, $3,400 a second base. I like him a lot tonight. I like a Philly stack. Definitely in play in Washington. Actually, they're at home even better. Sorry about that. Chris Taylor for the Dodgers, a sneaky second baseman. If he's playing at $3,200, he's been actually swinging decent when he's getting playing time. Jed Lowry, always love him at $2,800. He's been producing and he's cheap. He's like our second baseman version of Tim Beckham. Very productive. Same with Colton Wong. With all these injuries, he led off last night. He's $2,700. Swinging a good stick. He's one of the lefties the Cardinals have against Tehran. Even if you just want to do like a Wong Carpenter, just 1-2 stack, or if you want to go Wong Diaz Carpenter, Wong Carpenter Jericho, or like something like that against Tehran, I don't mind it. I'm not saying go in all in on the Cardinals by any means. You don't have to use any Cardinals at all. I'm just saying it won't be owned at all. Well, maybe a little more today after last night's shellacking, but I haven't minded the Cardinals lately. Everyone hates them, but it's sneaky tonight because that ballpark, you just got to play that ballpark. It's just the ball flies, especially to right field, and Tehran gets crushed by lefties. You got to play the ballpark sometimes. Third base, Nolan Arenado, $5,200. Jake Lamb, $5,100. Both facing a lefty. Chris Bryant, $5K against Montgomery. Machado, $4,800, definitely in play tonight. I like Machado a ton tonight against Covey. The Todd Father, he's missed a couple games, so watch him. Nunez against the lefty Garrett at $4,200. You got Mikel Franco at $4,100 against Cole. We're not talking Garrett Cole, folks. We're talking a different Cole for the Nats. Like Franco a ton tonight at $4,100. Anthony Rendon, he went deep on Friday against he's facing Velasquez at $4K. You got Jose Reyes in action tonight. Jose Reyes is hot, switch hitting. He's $3,900 against Despaigne. Good options there. Kyle Seager, $3,800, going up against the lefty Perez. I always tell you, Seager hits lefties well. Do not get intimidated by that. Seager in his career against Perez, 14 for 32 with 4 home runs. So do not worry about that. Definitely a part of a Seattle stack. Justin Turner, $3,800. Eugenio Suarez against the lefty Block, $3,700. Cincinnati can be in play. There's no doubt about that. Block isn't overpowering, but that's the part that is tough to stack against him because he doesn't give up a ton of hard contact. He's very meticulous. He hits his spots. I love Block as a talent. He's not like a pitcher to use in DFS. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys. Doesn't go deep into games, but he gets the job done. The reason why I would say you could play Cincinnati is he doesn't go deep into games, so you're going to get that Giants bullpen, which, yeah, ugly. So it's kind of a catch-22. He could get blown up and you get the bullpen, or he could pitch great and you hope they get the bullpen later. It's a roll of the dice, but Cincinnati could be in play. It's just hard to decide how you want to stack them because you don't know what part of it you're attacking. That's what's difficult with Cincinnati today. After Suarez, you're looking at, like I mentioned, Jericho and Harrison earlier. Nick Castellanos against Jesse Hahn at 36. You got Christian Arroyo for the Giants, third base shortstop eligible at 3,600. He went yard, hit his third home run of the year on Friday. Just keeps hitting. Love that kid. You got Headley against Anderson with the Cubs on 3,500. Travis Shaw against Garrett Cole at 3,500. Trevor Plouffe at 34. Hernan Perez against Garrett Cole at 32. He's third base outfield eligible. Martin Prado against Gesellman at 3,200 is not a bad play. Joey Gallo for Texas definitely in play tonight. He's 3,200 bucks. Left-handed bats are hitting, I believe. Let me double-check to clarify. I was going to mention it during the stacking section, but I don't want to mess it up now. Left-handed bats, Texas Rangers. There they are. Yes. Left-handed bats versus DeJong are hitting 549 on the season. Very small sample size. I know DeJong hasn't pitched a ton for Seattle, but that's really good. So Joey Gallo, with that home run upside and everything, definitely in play tonight at $3,200. Wilmer Flores, first base, third base eligible for the Mets. They're struggling mightily. I know we like him against lefties more than righties, but he's back, $3,100. I forgot to mention at first base, TJ Rivera has been playing, hit a home run on Friday. Uber cheap. So if you're looking for something crazy cheap there, you can play Bruce in the outfield if you want. He's there against Despaña as well. He was batting, I believe, second last night. So could be a sneaky low-owned piece of that stack also. Don't forget TJ Rivera. He's right here, first base, third base eligible, $2,800 bucks. So don't sleep on him. He's not a world beater. If you want his game log, I got it for you right here. He's 2-for-4 last night with a double and a home run, 3 RBIs. On the third, he was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. On the second, he was 1-for-2. On the first, he was 1-for-4. He's been below 3K every day, but then he was 0-for-4, 2-for-4, 2-for-4, 0-for-2. So he's been pretty productive of late, so keep an eye on the kid. Might be a sneaky part of the stack if he's in the lineup. Despaña is not good. He's a soft tosser, does not throw hard at all, so you got to provide a lot of the contact. I remember when he was with the Padres, but definitely hittable. No doubt about that. Going to shortstop, you got Trey Turner at $4,900 bucks. Carlos Correa, $4,700. Trevor Story, $4,600. You got Chris Owings. I love him tonight against the lefty Anderson. Outfield shortstop eligible, $4,600. Corey Seager at $4,400 against Richards. Don't worry about the lefty. Gene Segura, if you're not using Coors, I'd probably go Gene Segura. $4,300 against Perez. Love that play. Eduardo Nunez, $4,200. Definitely in play. Addison Russell, $3,700 against Montgomery. It's a very nice-looking play there. Jubal Cabrera is out on Friday night. Didn't hear about an injury. Just heard it was a day off, so hopefully that's all it was. $3,600 bucks. He's been playing very well. Let him as Diaz, $3,600. Didi Gregorius, $3,400. Freddy Galvis is in play tonight. He is $3,400. You got Taylor Motter against the lefty Perez is $3,200. Very nice play there. Then it gets into the interesting stuff where it's just, you got Wilmer Defoe. If he's in the lineup, it could be a nice cheap punt at 27, but I wouldn't. I'd stay above. These punts at shortstop are just not too intriguing. I'd stay out of all that if you could. Head of the outfield, Charlie Blackman and Coors at 53. AJ Pollock had a big night. I like him again tonight at 53. Harper's day-to-day. He was out on Friday. He's 52. Trout, 51. Desmond, 5K. Gonzalo's cargo is out on Friday's 47. Tomas, 47 against the lefty. Outstanding price tag. That's a good price tag on a regular day. And Coors against the lefty at 47. Not bad at all. Peralta at 47. Trumbo at 46. He has struggled mightily this year. 221 with only 2 dongs. But he's got back-to-back two-hit games. No ribbies. Nothing like that. But back-to-back two-hit games, which is encouraging. 2 singles. But like I said, 2-hit games. Going up against Covey, who gets crushed by righties, Trumbo could be a nice sneaky play. His price tag's high. Ownership should be low. Aaron Judge up to 4,500. That price tag is on the rise, folks. All rise, as they say. Just like his price tag. Sorry, had to say it. Braun's been out. Hunter Pence, 4,500 against Garrett. That price came up too. My goodness. Adam Jones, 4,400. McCutcheon, 4,400. He's got good career history against Garza. George Springer, 4,300. You got Brandon Belt, I mentioned. Adam Duvall at 43. The Giants' price tags are up today against Garrett. Adam Duvall, 43. You got Nelly Cruz, 42, against the lefty Prez. That is an automatic play against the lefty. Wow. All those other guys' price tags went up, and Nelly Cruz is still 42. Thanks, DraftKings. Bury the lead. I hope people don't even look at that. Nelly Cruz at 4,200, people. This is why you listen to the... This is why you listen to the podcast. Nelly Cruz, $4,200. Remember that, Nelson. After Cruz, we go Billy Hamilton. It's lefty-lefty, but he can get on and probably steal some bases. I don't know. Billy's great, though. Always low-owned. Yeah, Parra and Coors, but going up against the lefties, 42. Justin Upton, 4K. Christian Yelich, 4K. Jay Bruce, I mentioned earlier, 4,000. Matt Kemp, 4,000 is Leak. I like that a lot, actually, Leak. But Leak's off to a great start to the year, so buyer beware. Gregory Polanco, lefties are hitting guards extremely well. Polanco is just, his shoulder has been bugging him a ton. He's down to 3,900. It's just so hard to trust him with that shoulder injury, but he's always low-owned. He can still run. I don't know. Hard to trust him, but Garza is just a mess. Avisel Garcia at 38. Chris Davis with the K. Righties are smoking Zimmerman. We crushed him last time out with this philosophy because it's not a philosophy. It's called stats. But K with the Chris Davis, $3,800 is a great GPP play tonight. Scott Schebler, $3,800 against Blocka. Lefty-lefty, beware. Yasiel Puig, $3,800 against Richards. Not bad. Seth Smith against Covey leading off, $3,700. Jock Jams is back, but that's a lefty-lefty. Ender and Ciarte, 37 against Leak. Rajay Davis, 3,600 against Zimmerman. The Grandy man against Espagne, 3,600. Grandy went deep. Conforto, 3,600 against Espagne leading off. You got Worth at 3,600 against Velasquez. Michael Saunders, a sneaky play against Cole from Washington at 3,600. You got Odubel Herrera, way too cheap for Philadelphia against Cole from Washington at 3,500. I love Herrera. Middle of that Philly stack, 3,500, very cheap. And Altherz, really cheap too at 3,500 for Philly. Both really nice, cheap price tags there. That's why Philly's great. You get them super, super cheap. Marwin Gonzalez, third base outfield eligible, 3,400 for Houston. He had a quiet night last night after a hot, hot start. Marcell Ozuna, 3,400 for the Marlins. Franklin Gutierrez going up against the lefty for the Dodgers, likely in the lineup, $3,400. What he does is hit left-handed pitching, so keep an eye on Goots. You got Nomar Mazar against Dejan. I told you lefties destroy Dejan. Mazar at $3,300. You got... we're going to Cody Bellinger double donged on Friday night. Kind of saved a little bit of my butt. Still lost money, but saved my butt a little bit. Going up against the lefty, but he's proven he can hit lefties this year. So if he's in the lineup, I trust him because the other part is Richard doesn't go deep into games. He's only going 5-6 innings max on games. So at $3,200, Bellinger is definitely worth a look. I wouldn't just go past him because it's lefty-lefty. He's just the way he's swinging that bat, and they're going to throw him out there. I'd go with him. $3,200. Definitely don't just sleep on him. Delino DeShields Jr. been leading off for Texas. He's $3,100. Another left-handed bat out there. I believe he's left-handed. Don't let me misquote you there. Let me double-check. I feel like an idiot now. I swore he's at least a switch. Oh, he's right-handed. I'm glad I double-checked. Still leading off and hitting great, so I wouldn't sleep on him. The righties are hitting over 300 against DeJong, so they're all hitting him. As we go down to the $3,000 range, we go to our value bats. If Aaron Hicks is playing for the Yanks, switch hitter against Anderson at $2,900, we like that all the time. Ben Gamel, he is going up against Perez at $2,900. He's a lefty, so I don't know if he'll be in the lineup tonight, so keep an eye on that. But he's been playing really well for the Mariners right there in the number two hole. Tyler Collins against Hahn, $2,600. We always keep an eye on that for value. You have Matt Joyce, $2,500, always in there for value. Another guy, Jim Aducci for Detroit at $2,400. continues to rake for Detroit. You know, Collins is great because he's been hitting second. Adducci's been more like seventh or eighth. But, man, like last night, 2-for-4 with a double and a triple. It was 2-for-4 the night before. Just keeps producing, and he's in that low, low twos night in and night out, just getting it done consistently. So there you have it. There's your bats for your 12-game evening slate. Like I said, pitching, you got Kershaw 14-2 at San Diego. McCullers 11-4 at LA. Both GPP risks, I guess you should say. You can go cash with Kershaw if you'd like. McCullers, I love McCullers, but it's just super risky. I go Garrett Cole at 9,600 versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee 367 implied team total. Dylan Bundy 8,400 versus the White Sox 384 implied team total. Jesse Hahn 76 versus Detroit 378 implied team total. Amir Garrett 71 versus the Giants 4.06 implied team total. JC Ramirez 6,800 versus Houston 3.84 implied team total. Same as Dylan Bundy's. Clayton Richard 6,100 versus the Dodgers 3.96 implied team total. Richard's own implied team total is 0.42 different than Kershaw's for 8,100 cheaper. Yeah, that's what's weird about tonight, folks. Really weird. So there's your pitching options to the stacks that I've been talking about. So you got Coors, obviously. You got Colorado's team total 5.85 against Corbin. Here's the sneaky part. Corbin was phenomenal against them in Arizona last weekend. Right-handed bats are hitting them really well. Lefties almost 300. His slider's been really good this year. Obviously, this is Coors. It's different. They got shut down a bit last night. They only scored 3 runs all of last night. So Greinke pitched well, and Greinke usually gets crushed by them. So I almost thought about using Corbin on the mound, but I just can't use – it's so hard for me to use Coors pitchers. Really, really hard. But it crossed my mind. And I'm not saying it won't change, but it crossed my mind. But if you're going to stack, you're going to go with Arenado for starters. Blackman's on fire, and you build around that. Arizona's implied team total of 5.65 against Tyler Anderson. You love Goldie, of course. You love Pollock, Tomas, those three for starters, and then Owings. Those four are like must plays in that stack, and you can add on from there. Baltimore versus Covey is my top stack outside of Coors, because Coors is Captain Obvious play that anybody could tell you that one. Baltimore implied team total 5.16. Right-handed bats are crushing Covey to a tune of 5.29. Lefties are hitting 3.29, but right-handed bats are 5.29. Get me all my Manny Machado. I will take Manny Machado all day long. I still love Davis. I know he's a left-handed bat, but he's going to heat up, and it's coming. It's coming. But give me Manny Machado. You can look at your Adam Jones, and I love Scope. I mentioned him at 3,800. But build around Manny Machado however you like. If you just want a one-off, if you don't want to stack Baltimore, like I did it on Thursday night, I told you that Boston-Baltimore game. It was going to be super popular. I'm going to stack Seattle, which I did, and it almost won me everything. But I still had Manny Machado, and he hit that home run. So love Machado tonight. Mets versus Despaigne, 4.31 implied team total. Lefties and righties are crushing Despaigne, both over 370. Conforto, Bruce, you know, Walker Cabrera, all really good plays there. Don't forget the TJ Rivera, cheaper option at first base, third base if you need him, or Wilmer Flores, either or. And Rene Rivera is catching right now with Dane Arnaud on the DL. He was like 2,200 last night, got me 10 points. He's not going to get 10 points every night, but if you want a punt catcher that has upside, he's going to be like 2,200 bucks every night. So he's going to bat like 7th or 8th and might not do anything most nights, but he's as cheap as you're going to get. So it's an option every night. Philadelphia versus Cole. This might be one of my other top options tonight. Absolutely love Philadelphia against Cole, against A.J. Cole. Philadelphia implied team total of 4.28. Left-handed bats are hitting 331. Right-handed bats 325. Herrera's 3,500. Altherr's 3,500. Franco's 41. Hernandez is, I believe, was 34. There's your 1-4 hitters right there. I love that stack to begin with. If you want to add on, you can, but I wouldn't go too crazy. Philly's known to let us down from time to time, I'm not going to lie. But it's a cheap stack. It'll be contrarian as heck. You can get top-notch pitching if you want to roll the dice with a Kershaw or a McCullers, or if you want to go heavy with Cole and some whatever. You can do whatever. But I like Phillies to surprise some people tonight, so I'm going to roll the dice with them. Not saying go all in with them, but I think it's a sneaky one. Oakland versus Zimmerman, 4-2-2 implied team total. Right-handed bats are smoking Zimmerman. Both sides are hitting him, but right-handed bats, K with the Chris Davis, definitely in play. Makes Plouffe a little more intriguing. Healy a little more intriguing, but I like Yonder Alonso still. He's just the way he's hitting Lowry. But K with the Chris Davis makes him very, very exciting. I love the game stack between Texas and Seattle. The total in Texas and Seattle's 8.5 between Perez and DeJong. The lefty Perez, the righty DeJong. The team totals on this game, Texas team totals 4-1-6. Like I said, lefties are hitting 549 versus DeJong. Righties 367. Makes Gallo very intriguing. Mazzara very intriguing. You know, Odor very intriguing. Some really good options in Texas to stack around. And then Seattle, they have a lot of history against Perez. They've hit him very well in the past. Their team totals 4-3-4. Right-handed bats are hitting 341. Lefty's not as good, but I'm not going to sleep on Cano. I told you what Seager does. So don't sleep on either one of them. But Nelly Cruz versus a lefty is always in play. Always, always in play. Segura, Seager, Cano, Cruz. See who's batting second in that lineup. I like it all. So fun night on tap tonight. Hope everybody does well. Enjoy your weekend. I'll maybe get something out to you tomorrow. I can't promise Sundays. But if I don't get to you tomorrow, I'll see you Monday. Hope everybody has a good one. And good luck tonight. I'll catch you guys later.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.